Greetings, everybody. Welcome once again to LensVisions.com. I'm Len Cook, and we're here to talk about photography. I'd like to talk about some of the technical issues about photography, and also some of the aesthetic guidelines that can help you make better pictures and help you understand what it is that you're setting out to do. Let's get started. Most cameras today use automatic exposure meters. They have a meter built into the camera, and you can use that meter to let the camera decide what the exposure is going to be. The camera can pick the aperture. We can talk about that at another time. The camera can pick the shutter speed. We'll talk about a bit about that today. And the camera puts the two of them together to give you a good exposure. Well, as soon as you take the camera off automatic, the next question is, well, how do I figure out what the exposure is? There are several ways to do that, but I'd like to talk today about what is the easiest way to estimate what your exposure should be. And this is a universal rule. Most photographers already understand it fairly well, but maybe not everybody has heard of it. I'd like to talk about Sunny 16. The Sunny 16 rule. The Sunny 16 rule is useful during daylight, when the sun is shining and it's fairly clear, there are not many clouds in the sky, and your subject is in that sunlight. So it's not for sunset type pictures or sunrise pictures very early in the day or very late in the day, or for heavily overcast days. That's why it's called Sunny 16. That's when the sun is up nice and high in the sky and shining brightly and everything is covered with sunlight. You can use this rule. The film speed is the shutter speed at f16. Film speed is the shutter speed at f16. One of the things that I assumed last week, and perhaps I shouldn't have assumed, is an understanding of fractions. This is 1 over the film speed. And what I meant by that is the reciprocal or a fraction value. The speeds that are listed on your cameras, like 125, 250, and 500, those all stand for fractions. They didn't put fractions on the dial because they don't have much room, so they're accustomed now, they've been accustomed for a long time, to just making this notation. And what these mean, each one means a fraction. That fraction is 1/125th of a second. You divide a second into 125 parts and only use one of them. That's not very long time. 1/250th of a second. You divide a second into 250 slices and use one of the slices to take the picture. That's a very short time. 1/500th of a second. So these are fractions. They stand for fractions. Those numbers on the dial and the numbers that appear in the digital section of where people have LCD information centers on their cameras. It will show up as 125, 250, 500, numbers like that. But they mean these fractions. So, Sunny 16 is a way to walk out in the daylight, and you've got a camera that's adjustable, and instead of taking a meter reading with your camera, you can just say, oh, look, sun is shining. Sunny 16, you can set the aperture at f16 and look down real quick, and you know you have 400 speed film in your camera, so you can just use the 500 mark on your camera, because 500 is actually pretty close to 400, and there isn't a 400 mark, is there? And you know what? 400 is between 250 and 500. And guess what? Either one would work. Either one would be fine. So, if you had a 125 speed film in your camera, whoa, you've got 125 speed, a 125 speed written right there on the camera. How cool. Sunny 16. You see how that's useful? And it's something that's in the middle of the day, 10 to 3. And also, if you're taking pictures and you're thinking, oh, I dropped my camera, and you pick it up, does my meter still work? You can point it out at the landscape, and if it says something that's way off of sunny 16, I broke the meter. Yuck. What am I going to do now? I'll have to guess from now on for a while until I get my camera fixed. You can actually use that to check the meter's performance in case you drop your camera. Don't drop your camera, though. Well, that's all for that topic right now. I'd like to move on to another topic, but we'll take a little break first. I certainly hope that information helps you speed along your way to making better pictures. Thanks for joining us once again at lensvisions.com. I'm Len Cook. Bye for now.